coming to you live from the studios of the Clinch County News in Homerville, Georgia. It's the Behind the News podcast with Lynn Robbins and Blake Pittman.
Hello and welcome to this special Black Friday edition of the Behind the News podcast. I'm Lynn Robbins, joined by Blake Pittman. Today we're going to be going over all kinds of things going on in Clinch, Eccles, Atkinson, and Lanier counties this week and covered in our local newspapers, including Clinch County has established a Sports Hall of Fame. We'll talk about who was named that first class of the Hall of Fame and the process of selecting those individuals. We'll talk about Clinch County superintendent retiring, had her last meeting last week, and we'll talk about a new superintendent coming in. In Lanier County, an educator was named chairman of the State Professional Standards Commission by the governor, and we'll talk about that. And in Pearson, Tyreek Hill, the NFL player, giving out turkeys in Pearson recently. We got a story about that. We'll also talk about Christmas parades coming up in Pearson and Lakeland, a special What Are You Thankful For sections in all of our newspapers, football playoffs, and a whole lot more. We appreciate you listening. We also appreciate our sponsor, Lutz Brown Pegler & Manley Insurance in Homerville. We'll get to all these items right after this message from them.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
Visit your local insurance folks at Lutz Brown Pegler & Manley in downtown Homerville, or give them a call at 487-5411.
Welcome back, beautiful podcast people. You're listening to the Behind the News podcast, special Black Friday day after Thanksgiving edition. Lynn Robbins here, the publisher of the Clinch County News, Eccles County Echo, Atkinson County Citizen, and Lanier County Advocate, joined by Blake Pittman, editor of the Atkinson County Citizen. And Blake, how was your Thanksgiving yesterday?
It was great. I pretty well stuck to my normal routine of wake up, eat myself into a coma, go in said coma, wake up, repeat.
It was a beautiful day, first of all.
It was great.
And today is the same way. We're recording this on Friday. But, man, they had some great TV on yesterday.
Yeah.
Because they had an Andy Griffith marathon. Yep. They had the Godfather marathon.
Yep.
We also watched Shawshank Redemption. They had pro football. Falcons disappointed,
like always,
and so it was a great day.
I will say my highlight of yesterday was watching Matt Ryan get stiff armed after he threw that interception to that lineman.
Yeah,
I mean, he almost broke his neck. It was great. And also last night, was it AMC? I don't remember. Anyways, they ran a Garth Brooks Live in Central Park concert from like back in the 90s, and it was like 2.5 hours long, and I may have stayed up to 3 o'clock this morning watching it. So yeah, it was a great day yesterday.
Well, good. Let's talk about what's going on in Clinch, Atkinson, Eccles, and Lanier counties through our newspapers. One of the things that's on in this week's Clinch County News is the announcement of the first class of the Clinch County Sports Hall of Fame, and there are 16 individuals. They're named to that class, and they are Jolene Ammons was All-American Redheads basketball player, graduating Clinch County High School in the 60s. She was also, her jersey's in the Naismith basketball, the National Basketball Hall of Fame. Also named to the Hall of Fame class, Cecil Barber, who was recently named to the GACA Hall of Fame, a longtime coach, baseball and football for Clinch County. Kingston Clark Jr. Kingston was a star player on the 1987 Clinch County State Basketball Championship team. A.C. Cooper, who was the point guard on the basketball team, quarterback on the football team, shortstop on the baseball team the year they won the Triple Crown. I think he has started on six state championship teams during that era.
Yep.
Coach Jerry Edwards, who coached the 91 and 93 state championship Pantherette teams and long-term coach in all kinds of sports. Lottie Jeffords, who was one of the better players or best player on that 1976, I believe, Clinch County girls basketball state championship team. Herbert Mingo, who was holds all kinds of rushing records for Clinch County, was on the 88 football state championship team. Hal Piegler, who was a standout in the 60s for Clinch County. I think he was an All-American punter, also played fullback. Dr. A.I. Robbins, who's actually my grandfather, who helped start the football program in Clinch County and also was a doctor who coached youth football and started the Athletic Booster Club. My father, Alan Robbins Jr., who coached the 1987 and 89 state basketball championship teams. His teams won, I think he was the head coach for 12 years. They won 8 region championships during that time. Yep. Danny Smith, who was an outstanding pitcher in the 80s, who I think was a member of 2 back-to-back state championship mm-hmm. teams and was a star pitcher during that era. Jonathan Fred Smith, who graduated with you,
yep.
I believe, Blake, who was outstanding all-state in football and basketball and mm-hmm. was a record-setting wide receiver at Georgia Tech. Also played professional football with the Buffalo Bills and the New England Patriots. Terry Swenson, outstanding basketball player. I played with him, who went on to play collegiately and also was signed originally with Georgia, University of Georgia. Donald Tyson, Coach Donald Tyson, who was the football coach for 20 years here, really turned our football program around and was the coach for the first 2 state championship teams, was also athletic director. Andrew Smiley Wells, who was an outstanding basketball player in the 70s, 76 team, I believe was the state runner-up. And Tara Williams, who was an outstanding basketball player, all-state, won 2 state championships during her time at Clinch County playing for the Pantherettes, went on to play at Auburn and in the WNBA. So those are the 16 Hall of Fame, new Hall of Famers. And the way this was done is over the years, folks have come up to me and other people and said, you know, we really need to celebrate Clinch County's athletic history with a Hall of Fame. And so some of the people who had mentioned that to me, we got them together for a committee, yeah. and we created bylaws. We based those bylaws on other Hall of Fames, like in Wayne County and Claxton and Ware County and some other places. And we had a group of 9 that was on the committee. Like, for instance, when somebody nominated my father for it, I couldn't be in the room when we voted or discussed it, and nobody related to anybody could be in the room. When they discussed that, had to have a certain number of votes to even be considered for the Hall of Fame. So what we're going to do is on January 16th, which is a Saturday, we're going to honor these people and have a reception before that basketball game against Lanier County that night.
Yeah.
And we'll have plaques for them. That one of the plaques they get to take home with them. Another plaque that we'll put in the basketball gymnasium lobby at Clinch County High School and have those there forever. And also they're going to get a red blazer.
Uh-oh.
Like, you know, in the NFL Hall of Fame where they get the sort of the beige blazer. This one's going to be red blazer. That's what you get.
I can't wait to see Coach Ed in that red blazer.
It's going to be awesome.
Santa Claus, man.
And so anyway, that's something to look forward to. And also if you were selling – we're to raise money for this and to pay for it, we're going to do a program that we're going to give away at that reception. If you'd like to say congratulations to one of these folks, let me know. Call us at the Clinch County News because we'll be printing it, and the ads on that program then will help pay for all this and the blazers and all that kind of stuff. But that's that was announced this week, and that's sort of a big deal. And we have a story with bios about all the members of the Hall of Fame class in this week's Clinch County News. Another thing on the front page of the Clinch County News this week is that the Clinch County Board of Education honored Dr. Donna Ryan on her last meeting as school superintendent. That was last week. And her last day is on Saturday, actually,
right.
November 30th. And after that, they've already named her successor, Dr. Lori James, who will become superintendent on December 1st, because we don't have a November 31st. A story in the Lakeland paper that we've knew about for a while, but got some information from Brian Sermons, who's an educator over in Lanier County. And he was named to the Professional Standards Commission by the state in October. No, not in October, in July. And then a couple of weeks ago, he was named as the chairman of that Professional Standards Commission. And what the Professional Standards Commission, it's different than the Public Service Commission, which is also called PSC, which Jason Shaw is on. The Professional Standards Commission, if a teacher has a problem with their certification, if they get in trouble, this is the group that sort of makes a determination on that. And so Brian Kemp chose, just after 3 months, chose Brian to be the chairman of that, which I think is a great honor for Brian and you know, his type of leadership. And so we got a story about that on the front page, and congratulations to Brian. He's going to do a great job in that. In just a second, we're going to be talking about some other great things going on in South Georgia. But first, we're going to hear from our sponsor, Lutz Brown Pegler Manley Insurance in Homerville. Here's their message right now.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
Visit your local insurance folks at Lutz Brown Pegler and Manley in downtown Homerville, or give them a call at 487-5411.
Welcome back to the Behind the News podcast. I'm Lynn Robbins, joined by Blake Pittman. We're talking about what's going on in Clinch, Atkins, and Eccles and Lanier counties this week and coming up. And one of the things that happened, I guess it was last week, before Thanksgiving, in Pearson was Tyreek Hill from the Kansas City Chiefs. Blake, tell us about that.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill, born and raised there in Pearson. He's the current return specialist with the Kansas City Chiefs. He came back to town to do they called it a turkey drive, and they just bought turkeys and gave them out to anybody that wanted one. And they did it this past Saturday at the Atkinson County Elementary Middle School gym, and they gave out over 200 turkeys. At one point, Tyreek was surprised. He's like, where all these people keep coming from? They went out and looked, and you can see the picture we put on the front page this week. They were lined up down the sidewalk. Now, that's probably because of the publicity they got, and word travels fast. You know, when I heard about it the week before, we ran it in the What's Happening section, you know, an announcement about it coming up, and if you want a turkey, just pretty well show up is all you had to do. And Tyreek was pretty shocked at the turnout, and he was, you know, he just said that in the, you can see the quote in the paper, that he said he feels like he's been blessed to be at this station in his life and he wants to give back. And so they're planning on doing a similar thing in Kansas City and toy drives for Christmas in Kansas City and Pearson. So once we get more information about when and where that's happening or how you can help out with that, you know, of course we'll publish it in the paper, because anything that's like, that's good, you know, for that, for the community, we want to make sure we cover. So it'll be in there. So, yeah, Tyreek, that's a great – I mean, 200 turkeys, that's a lot of birds.
It is, and that's good, because, you know, sometimes these guys go off to NFL or NBA or whatever, and they never come back to their hometowns and help out with anything. So, I'm
glad he did, like,
he's doing
not
that
this past summer, but the last summer, he did a free football clinic in Pearson, and he and some of his teammates came out totally free. I bet there was 200 kids out there that day, and I took Jonah over there and hung out with him. And he's all the time doing – you know, good publicity work like that. So,
another story that's on the front page of the Atkinson County Citizen about the Christmas parade coming up. Tell us about that. That's in Pearson, right?
Yeah, it is. The city of Pearson is planning a Christmas parade on Saturday, December 14th at 6 p.m. They hadn't released a parade route or a schedule of events, if there's going to be more than an actual parade or not. But once we get that, we'll also put that in the paper. But for now, if you want to sign up to be in the parade, you can go to Pearson City Hall during normal business hours, which is Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to, it's 8 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. And then on Fridays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Or you can call them at 422-3397. To get your application. I'm not sure, they haven't even released the fees, if there's any to be in the parade yet or not. But yeah, they're planning that for Saturday, December 14th at 6 p.m. in Pearson.
Now, another Christmas parade information that's been in our papers. Of course, Clinch County, Homerville just had theirs, Homerville for the holidays, which is done before Thanksgiving. It was done last weekend, and we got pictures in the Clinch County News and information about that. Eccles County will be having their Christmas parade on Saturday, December 7th, that's a week from tomorrow, next Saturday, at 2 p.m. They do theirs during the day. in downtown Statenville, it says here in the paper. So make plans now if you're in Eccles County, 2 p.m. That's when their Christmas parade. The lighting of Lakeland Christmas parade will be held Thursday, this coming Thursday, December 5th, starting at 6 p.m. The theme will be board games, and parade floats and golf carts, ATVs will be judged based on adherence to that theme. There will also be one overall prize for the parade. And if you want to register for floats, I think it costs $10, and you can contact the Chamber of Commerce in Lakeland at 229-482-9501 to register for that event. Another thing we had in all of our newspapers, or at least some, I'm sorry, not all of them, but we had them in Clinch, Atkinson, and Lanier, we had What Are You Thankful For?, where we got preschool kids in all communities, and they had their little pictures in there, and they had what they were thankful for, and we had people sponsor that, and got great reviews from that, from people who enjoyed it, and we appreciate our sponsors for that. Had a good response from sponsors in all three of those communities, and we appreciate that. Football playoffs, Blake, start they've already started, but continue tonight here in Homerville, right?
That's right. 7:30 kickoff.
Clinch County's playing Warren County.
Screaming Demons or something like
Screaming
that.
Devils.
Screaming Devils.
Who are 8-4 in the season, and they've got a kid who is now at IMG.
Oh, really?
Who got recruited from Warren County. His name is Love C. Carroll. L-O-V-E-S-E-A. His parents love the sea.
Apparently so. I would hope that would be what that was referencing to.
So, and one thing that's interesting about Warren County, Clinch County's played them before, played them back in 2006 in the quarterfinals and defeated them. They only have 159 students.
Wow.
They are one of the smallest Class A schools with a football team, and 34 of them, of their students, are out of 159 are on the football team.
Wow.
So depth could be an issue tonight. We'll have to see. But they're not a team. Of course, when you get into the quarterfinals, they've already won two different playoff games. So, okay, so the winner of tonight's Clinch County, Warren County quarterfinal game will advance to the semifinals, where they'll play the winner of tonight's Manchester Irwin County game.
That's right.
And if Clinch should win, which Clinch is heavily favored to win tonight, and Irwin wins, and they're heavily favored as well, it'll be held in Irwin County.
That's right.
And of course, Clinch and Irwin have met in the playoffs 3 of the last 4 years.
We've played like 90 times the last 4
years.
Yeah,
and Clinch has beaten him every time in the playoffs, but it was in the state championship game, not in the semifinals. The other quarterfinal matches are Lincoln County and Marion County. Mm-hmm. It's on the other side. And Pelham and Mitchell. Which Pelham and Mitchell played each other in the last game of the regular season just a couple weeks ago. And Mitchell won and won that region championship. But I'm going to go ahead and say it right now on the air. I think Pelham's going to win that game.
I think Pelham's going to win decisively tonight, too. I think it's going to be at least 2-3 touchdowns.
Yeah, and I just think, you know, the team that gets beat, if they're both good teams, usually has a really big advantage. And I think Clinch is going to have an advantage against Irwin. Now, whether or not they win, I mean, we'll just have to see. But Irwin's had some upheaval in the last couple of weeks. They had one of their best players had an accidental shooting, apparently, this
shot
week.
Him in the chest.
And it's seriously,
it was
fairly
so
positive he won't be playing.
No, they didn't even take the bullet out because the surgery was too dangerous to perform. So
and that's horrible, and I hate that happened. But you know, and that's one of those things where it could help your team in terms of getting prepared, or it could hurt them.
They've been playing under that kind of pressure all year with Coach Noble's being in and out with his cancer and all as well. Yeah.
So it's going to be an interesting next couple of weeks in terms of the Class A playoffs. Panthers, of course, back-to-back state champions, and whether or not they can get back to the state championship. It's going to go through Irwin, it looks like, once That's again.
Right. Well, we got to get through Warren first. So.
Yeah, get through Warren, and then, yeah, of course.
Now, on film, they don't look better than ECI. ECI looks like a stronger team than they do, but they are a scrappy little bunch, so.
Well, and they've won two games in the playoffs. They beat Terrell like a drum, 30-0, and then they beat Bowden pretty solidly, 34-14, and they can score points. And what Coach Tyson told me was on a lot of the film that he's watched, they've been, like last week they were playing with Bowden against Bowden. Yeah. It was on a wet surface, and weren't able to really take advantage of their speed. It's going to be dry tonight.
Yeah.
And they're going to have, they're pretty fast. So
it'll be one of those games where if our boys come out and play their A game and we go ahead and get up on them, we shouldn't have a problem at all. But you know how football is. You never know from one day to the next. So
yep, you never know. And also, Clinch County for some reason seems to be a team that loves routine.
Yeah,
and we haven't been at school this week, and sometimes routine. But now one thing I know that. The players are going up there at 1 o'clock, or I think they're going up there right now.
Yeah, they are.
And they're going to watch a movie. They're going to have them there the whole time.
Feed them really good.
Yeah.
They're going to go ahead and get the
problem we've run into before is when kids go out and they don't get enough sleep, or they do this or do that, or they're out wearing themselves out during the day or whatever. So,
oh, yeah.
Tell us about Ben and Blake's Excellent Adventure podcast and what was going on with that this week.
This past week, we celebrated Thanksgiving by discussing our top five entertainment-related things that we are thankful for. For Ben, it was a list of music and movies that kind of shaped his view on entertainment, kind of inspired him to be the entertainment guru that he is now. It was pretty well the same thing for me. We discussed that, and of course, like always, we went over some entertainment news. We talked about Disney Plus a lot. They got some new stuff coming up on, like, Disney Plus is rumored to be producing a Predator series, I guess because they own the Fox properties or whatever. That I mean, there was a couple of new series that has been rumored. We discussed those, and we talked about that. Now this coming month, Lynn, off of your recommendation. Ben doesn't know this yet, but he'll find out shortly. it's the last month of this decade, of the second decade in the 2000s. And so we are going to be reviewing our top five. We may even do a top 10 list one week if we can't get it in five, of like the best songs of the decade, the best movies of the decade, the best TV shows of the decade. We may even combine that. And I know you're going to come join us on that one when we talk about the movies. We also got this big Star Wars premiere coming up in a couple weeks. We're going to be talking about that a lot. And so, it's going to be an interesting month to really get those out and progress forward. I know Ben's going to have a lot of back into with those, especially when you cover a whole decade. That dude, his knowledge is vast and deep. And I've pulled like two things on him that he didn't know about, but the rest of it, he's like, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so.
Yeah.
Like, how do you know all this, dude?
Yeah.
So, it's going to be a fun month. So, y'all check it out. This week we're going to discuss the top 10 songs of the decade. That's what we're going to discuss this week. Good. And, it's going to be a tough one for me because I'm an 80s and 90s guy, and so half of this, I mean, that's about all I listen to anyway, and so I'm going to really have to expand myself out here to pull these up.
Yeah, I may have to do some research.
Exactly what I'm going to do this week instead of just pulling it, off the top of my head or whatever. So, check it out. We'll record it probably Monday, and then it'll be live on Tuesday. Lynn, before we get out of here, why don't you tell us what Lynn's column's about this week?
It's about teen nicknames, Blake, and this came to my mind because Clinch is playing the Screaming Devils, which I love that nickname from Warren County. And I remembered I had compilated or compiled.
I was about to say you compilated.
Compilated sounds bad. I compiled a list of names of funny nicknames for college teams. It was in Time Magazine where they talked about. I go back and revisit that. Like Evergreen State College, their nickname is the Geoducks. And Grays Harbor College is nicknamed the Chokers, which I think is a horrible, horrible nickname.
For more reasons than
Now this is great. The Long Beach State, all of their teams except their baseball team go by the 49ers, but their baseball team goes by the nickname the Dirtbags.
That's a cool name.
That is.
I mean, that gives you so much room for unsportsmanlike behavior.
Oh, yeah. And, well, and I just think any unique nickname, and, you know, we have a lot of them here in Georgia. We have Cairo, which is the syrup makers.
Yeah.
I went to Johnson High School my freshman year in high school. We were the Atom Smashers.
We have Alatoona, who's named after albacore tuna.
Really?
I don't know.
No, Alatoona's the name of the lake.
I know. It's just funny to think. I saw it online. Somebody's like, yeah, they're named for a can of tuna fish.
Yeah, and so anyway, it's about that. And just a fun thing talking about college and high school nicknames. That's going to be it for today's podcast. And we appreciate you listening. We also appreciate the folks at Lutz Brown Peagle and Manley, our sponsor. If you'd like to sponsor the Behind the News podcast, give Blake or myself a call, or Robbins. Call us at any of our newspapers in Atchison County, Eccles County, Clinch County, or Lanier County. Tune in next week. Again, we'll be talking about some of those things going on in our communities and around South Georgia. We appreciate you listening to Behind the News podcast. We'll see you next week.